is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today I'd like to tell you about Elven, my first spirit guide. Spirit guides, by the way, are benevolent, non-physical beings who help in one's spiritual development. They are known throughout history, across cultures, and populate the world's spiritualities. These enlightened beings are known as everything from guardian angels to ancestral spirits, totems, and ascended masters. Some of their more famous names might be familiar. The Archangel Michael from Christianity, Saraswati from Hinduism, Tara from Buddhism, and Hermes from Greek mythology. Mine was simply named Elven. He taught me many important things and helped me become comfortable delving into the realms of a reality that is truly far greater than what our eyes can see. He once sent me an email, and he always wore a hat. And that's really what I came to talk about, his hat. It was a fedora, and it was tipped forward on his head, obscuring his face as he, usually, sat with his legs outstretched under the canopy of a large leafy tree on a sunny day. At least this is what I saw in my mind's eye whenever we talked. I did think it odd, though, that my guide didn't appear with wings or a halo and spoke in plain, easy-to-understand English. Yet, as the years progressed and I began teaching intuitive development and the exploration of consciousness, I became privy to what other people's guides looked like and came to the conclusion that our guides show us forms that we find meaningful and comforting and not necessarily what they themselves look like. After all, it's the essence, not the form, that's important. But then one day, my mother died. For a moment, during a surgery, and she found herself as if on an evening walk down a secluded road where, in front of her, walked a man. She said she wanted to keep walking, but he turned to her and shook his head no. And then she was back. When she told us all of her adventure, she mentioned that this guy was wearing a hat, specifically a fedora. In the years since, I have wondered if Elven is a family guide, helping to keep us on task when we try to leave early, as well as helping with our spiritual development. But then one day, someone I'd only just met mentioned they saw a spirit in my house, and he was wearing a hat, specifically a fedora. Does Elven sometimes appear in physical reality too? I wondered. Then many years after that, after podcasts had become ubiquitous, I started hearing people relating their experiences with something called the Hat Man. And as often as not, the hat he wears is, you guessed it, a fedora. So then I started wondering if Elven worked with a lot of folks and not just my mother and me. And yet, folks are scared of the Hat Man in these stories, relating he appears in places like bedrooms in the dark of night, or as a harbinger of ill tidings. And it turns out he's been appearing cross-culturally worldwide for, well, ever. The Germans call him Der Grobmann, Mexicans call him El Hombre de Sombrero, and he appears in Asian and African cultures as well, often under dark circumstances. But I wonder, and have been thinking lately, that maybe spiritual beings who wear hats during their encounters with humans are simply wearing a kind of uniform. Maybe the Hat Man is more than one guy. Maybe he's millions of guys working in a spiritual department where some are spirit guides, some are harbingers, some are grim reapers, while others are merely observers whose function is to report back on our progress. This theory would fit with most experiences I've heard and would color Hat Man not as a dark or menacing, but simply as spiritual functionaries doing their jobs and helping humanity along a path which leads, hopefully, to enlightenment. This was certainly the case with Elven, to whom I am grateful for expanding my understanding of reality and making it a place not of fear, but of wonder. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.